So this is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the end of my show, and I will see you next week, same place, same time. Thank you so much for tuning in.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yes, my name is Alex. My show is called Cloudberry Farm, and it is from 9 to 10 p.m. every week on Mondays. So, I might have a guest for some of the show, I might not. For now, we're enjoying Cupid by Sam Cooke. Because it is Valentine's Day week, we will play songs about love like usual, because most songs are about love. But if our guest shows up, if I have one, not quite sure right now, we're going to make it a little bit more themed. But in any case, thanks for coming. Let's enjoy some music for the rest of the hour here. It's only 9:03, so we got a lot of time. So we're going to start right after this song. We're going to let this one play out, and then we're going to go get right back into the Valentine's Day spirit. Stay in the Valentine's Day spirit, more like. And we're going to listen to another song called Valentine's Day, and then who knows where the show's going to go from there. Thanks for coming, everybody. Stay tuned. Straight. Getting the End of Valentine's Day by David Bowie from The Next Day. So that is Valentine's Day, David Bowie. Here's another one, and then we're going to get into our theme show, continue with our theme show of Valentine's Day. Here's a little Caribbean rhythm.
Bringing more, I've had too many. This Virginia done me off already. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. Don't switch on me, I got big plans. We need to forward to the islands and get you gold, no spray tans. I need you to stop running back to your ex, he's a waste man. I wanna know how come we can never slash and stay friends. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. Cause I know what I like, I know how I wanna live my life. I don't need no advice, you're not here and we both know why. So move for me when you're extra, move for me with the pasta. I'm building up a house where they raise me. You move with me, I go crazy. Don't switch on me, I got big plans. We need to forward to the islands and get you golden on spray tan. I need you to stop running back to your ex, he's a waste man. I wanna know how come we can never slash and stay friends. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. I know we can't keep it together forever. Cause you're crazy sometimes, and I only see you sometimes. Move for me when you're extra, move for me with the pasta. I'm building up a house where they raise me. You move with me, I go look. Just don't switch on me, I got big plans. We need to forward to the islands and get you gold, no spray tans. I need you to stop running back to your ex, he's a waste man. I wanna know how come we can never slash and stay friends. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel. I'm blamed for real, I might just say how I feel.
Alright, that was Drake with Blem from the album More Life. It's actually a playlist, right?
I believe so.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Abrar to the booth, to the channel, to the studio.
Hello, hello.
We're doing a little theme show today. It's for those of you who don't know, it's 2 days until Valentine's Day, so this is the closest that we're going to get to it. And so that's why we're kind of celebrating Valentine's Day a little bit early. In any case, we're going to do a show here with the songs themed on love,
if you will.
Yes. In our various perceptions of it. So we're gonna start with a modern day
anthem
indeed. And this artist is really, she's an exemplar of love, especially young love, I would say. So let's enjoy it.
Let's see what you got.
The kind of reckless kiss me on the sidewalk, take away the pain, cause I see sparks fly whenever you smile. Give me wrinkles, green eyes, baby, as the lights go down, give me something that'll haunt me when you're not around, cause I see sparks fly whenever you smile. Sparks fly, oh baby, smile. Sparks fly.
That was Sparks Fly by Taylor Swift from Speak Now.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
And that's who you're listening to. We are back, Alex and Abrar, discussing love, sort of discussing love through the lens of music. So that was some Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it was a good selection by Alex himself. So as some of us know, Valentine's Day is it's a time of what? Chocolate, flowers, maybe booking a nice dinner.
Right, really difficult reservations.
Yeah, and if you forget it, well, you might need to get comfortable on a couch, let's just say. But for some people, the acronym going around is SAD, and if I'm not mistaken, it's Singles Appreciation Day.
Also, seasonal affective disorder.
Of course, you know. ever popular.
Which is not in any way attempting to cover up your actual sadness on Valentine's Day.
No, that's just on you.
So we also know very much Taylor Swift is, she's very vindictive.
Oh, and she has just the right platform to do it.
Exactly. She makes a lot of money. She's very vindictive. So because we had that beautiful Taylor Swift celebration of love, seeing sparks fly whenever you smile.
Whenever.
Which is a hell of a lot of sparks, let me put it that way. Here's Taylor's, kind of the other side of Taylor. This is what happens after the relationship goes south. Is that fair to say, Abrar?
I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it can be ugly. It can be ugly, we know. Taylor can really take it wherever she wants. So we'll see. Stay tuned for this little ditty. We're going to see how it goes.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I liked that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back without. Never been till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble.
No apologies. Never see you cry. Pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why you're drowning. You're drowning. You're drowning. And I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see. Now I see. Now I see.
So the real question about that song is, if she knew that he was trouble when he walked in, why did she have a relationship with him?
You know, sometimes you just think maybe things will be different than what you first expect. Because, you know, you grow up and your parents and your teachers and mentors all say, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. And, well, maybe that's what happens.
She knew it. She just knew it, you know? Actually, I'll justify this by quoting a different Taylor Swift song, which, and I quote, "I have a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell me I'm insane." So maybe Taylor Swift's a little too self-aware for these lyrics, right?
I mean, she put it out herself, you know?
Yeah. Coming right from the horse herself. I don't mean that in like a, you know, I'm saying like from the horse's mouth. I didn't mean to call Taylor Swift a horse right there.
No, she's a lovely lady.
I feel bad. And honestly, she could sue me for slander so easily. She's got very powerful lawyers.
Just like the, I can't say his name on the radio, or the Daily might get sued again.
Oh, you can just say the Mooch.
The Mooch.
The Mooch.
Scaramooch, Scaramooch, will you do the fandango?
He does. He's dancing everywhere. I wish Anthony Scaramucci a great Valentine's Day. I hope he's with his loved ones.
And, you know, President's Day, you know, coming up after that.
Yeah, it's a big week for Anthony Scaramucci, you could say. And so, just capping that off, it was I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift from the album Red. Because she says that loving you was red, if you listen to the whole album like I have. So,
forwards and backwards.
Forwards and backwards. And there are satanic messages in the back end. Actually, again, sorry, Taylor, don't sue me. Okay. We're going to get back to, we're going to stay with pop music for a little bit. We're going to go back in time a little bit. Abrar and I were discussing that these songs were popular around middle school for us. So we're going to throw it back. Hope you guys enjoy it too.
Hourglass shape make the place go. Waistline makes my soul just salute. I'm a brute. high from your high heel game. High heels push up your last name. And you're living in the fast lane, eyes like an angel. Goddess. Watch my yelling, I should address. Spotless. Hotness bad to the bone, make me wanna bone. Put me in the triple X zone. Lames don't know how to talk to you, so let me walk with you. Hold my hand, I'ma spend them grands. What after you undress? Not like a hooker, but more like a princess, queen, empress, president. Pull anywhere you go on earth, cause you're beautiful. Okay.
By Akon featuring Colby O'Donis and Cardinal Official. That's official spelled O-F-F-I-S-H-A-L-L.
The goal, let's get it on. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill stems and crack capsules.
Thank you, Ghostface, for that. And now, right at the midpoint of our show today at 9:29 and 33 seconds, Abrar has a Valentine's Day special heart health public service announcement for you.
So if you're stuck home alone watching Netflix, shoveling all that discount chocolate in your mouth, just remember, there's type 2 diabetes out there. Want some diabetes with those deep-fried butterballs? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyles. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away. Worried about all the complications of diabetes, like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paul, Dean, and the pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expansive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits, while lowering your intake of meat and even eliminating it, is a very effective and inexpensive way to achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
We are all, you know, eating our vegetables on this Valentine's Day in order to keep our hearts healthy, both physically and emotionally.
You know, I actually went to the grocery store the other day and bought myself broccoli in only if it was in the shape of a heart, because I figured, why not?
Heart-shaped broccoli. Did you also get romaine hearts?
Oh, no, but I did get some artichoke hearts.
Oh, some artichokes.
Artichokes, if you will.
Love it. Yeah, because you don't want the diabetes.
Nope, not at all.
That would be, but that'd be tough. Anyway, because it's out there and it'll get you, as the public service announcement said. So we're gonna keep it moving. We just played a nice happy song, "Beautiful," by Akon, talking about how beautiful that girl is. She is so beautiful, so damn beautiful, in the words of Akon. So now we're going to play, in the true fashion of this hour so far, a song that's a little bit complicated about relationships, would you say?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty concise and accurate way to describe this next song.
If there's one word to describe this next song, it would be complicated. So why don't we get to it and figure out what it's all about?
It's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else, round everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
No, 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 yes, yes, yes. That was Avril Lavigne with Complicated. How would you describe that song?
Brings back some complicated memories, complicated feelings, complicated emotions from a time not so long ago.
Not so long ago. It just wasn't, especially on a cosmic scale. And there's a certain amount of love in the universe, and it's expressed a lot on Valentine's Day, I would say. So when you think back to the great Valentine's Day heroes of the 20th century and part of the 21st century, what name comes to mind above all of them? The Valentine's Day heroes.
Ooh. If I had to pick one off the top of my head, I'd have to say Whitney Houston.
Wow, you know, that's so funny. I was thinking the same thing. We just have a little Whitney Houston block here. We're going to do a little Whitney Houston block, and then we're going to do an American Idol block. We're going to do some happy songs, and then we're going to do some breakup songs, which, you know, plenty of people, I'm sure, are breaking up right before Valentine's Day so that they don't have to spend their Valentine's Day being disingenuous with their significant other.
And also, you know, buying that gift, that making that whatever heartfelt project you're working on, if you can abandon that, saves you some time, saves you some money.
Yeah, you know how people break up with people just like right before their birthday so that they don't have to
buy them the gift.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Buy them the gift, spend the time with, I hear, you know.
Yeah, I mean, not talking from experience or anything.
I've never done anything mean to anybody under any circumstances, romantic or otherwise. In any case, here's the Whitney Houston block. We're going to start with a slow one, and then we're going to
speed things up,
get up and moving a little bit, and enjoy it in case you forgot where you're tuned to.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
That's us. Come for the Valentine's Day and stay for the breakup songs, I suppose. So let's enjoy it before it gets depressing.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need. And I wish you joy and happiness.
Whitney Houston, the unquestioned queen of Valentine's Day, as told by Alex and Abrar. You heard it here first. She really, nobody's contending with her, really.
I mean, come down and have an argument with us, but, you know, it's a losing battle.
Yeah, exactly. So ends the Whitney Houston section of our programming today. Now we have a little American Idol section. We have season one winner and season four winner, both of whom wrote absolutely delicious breakup songs.
Yeah, talking about battles, you know, the first one's a real fight song if you really dig down and listen to those lyrics.
Both of them are actually violent at their core.
I mean, respect to the ladies themselves.
You know, if I don't want to give too much away, but the next time that he cheats, it won't be on me.
I'm not cheating on her either.
No, and we want to thank Kenny G for the smooth jazz in the background. This is exactly the song that I wanted to play, by the way.
I'm really glad we took this bet.
We weren't sure that it was this song, but it definitely paid off. So why don't you join us for the next, I think we have three songs left here for you. Might have four if we get lucky. In any case, don't forget who you're listening to. That would be WMFO in Medford, 91.5. You can let the computer tell you to.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Just don't forget, you're tuned in right here with Alex and Abrar on Cloudberry Farm. Every week, every Monday, 9 to 10 p.m. Wow, I don't even want to go to the breakup songs because this feels so good.
Yeah, we can just let it ride a little.
All right, you're going to get Kelly Clarkson really soon, I promise.
Hear me say, it's how I picture me with you. That's all you ever.
Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. Just a little note. It is Since You, the letter, Since You've Been Gone. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Abrar. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend.
Glad you're telling me before Valentine's Day.
Yeah. What do we think of that song? It's one of the best pop songs ever written, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's another one I'll come, like, if you come down in here, I'll come fight you over it, like, hands down.
You know who else will fight you? Who also won American Idol? Season 4.
Season 4, I mean. No, why don't you let me know who it was?
Yeah, Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood would fight you. And we know this because of the lyrical message in this song that we're about to play for you right now. We're going to be able to fit this one and one more after that. So thanks for coming for our Valentine's Day. Kenny G thanks you as well. 91.5 WMFO, Medford. You're listening to Cloudberry Farm, coming down to the farm for Valentine's Day. Let's enjoy a breakup song, a massive breakup song, if I do say so myself.
Breaking things up, almost literally.
Very literally.
Actually, just literally.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
With Before He Cheats. Wow, that just makes me want to go beat up my ex-boyfriend's car
with a Louisville Slugger, no less,
to both headlights. Man, that we got so hyped in, like, in the studio just then. I'm glad you guys couldn't, we turned the mics off for that part, because we were singing.
Honestly, we need a cleanup crew in here. It's kind of in shambles.
Yeah, we did to the room what Carrie said she did to her boyfriend. We're gonna get right back to the music just so we can make sure we get everything in. Here's a classic love song.
behind a silver screen, and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, but it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to cheat a friend, waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I danced with you. Oh, oh. Time can never mend the careless whisper.
WMFO Medford.
That's George Michael with Careless Whisper, but you already knew that. Abrar, what can you do with this song?
Honestly, if you haven't found love in the past, 3 minutes this song has been playing, I think you need to go out there and carelessly whisper into the wind and find yourself that special someone.
Really? I've just never heard anything more accurate. Just to recap a little bit here, you're listening to Cloudberry Farm, Alex's radio show, every Monday from 9 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Touch Freeform Radio. Cody is in the room, in the building, ready to do Yam Session next, so make sure to stay tuned. Just a little recap here of what we did, Abrar. We started with some, Valentine's Day themed show. We had some Sam Cooke, some David Bowie with Cupid and Valentine's Day. We had some Drake. We had the two sides of Taylor Swift.
Love and hate.
We had some old school Akon and Avril Lavigne, throwing it back to elementary and middle school. And then we had our Whitney Houston block, the unquestioned queen of Valentine's Day.
Unquestionable.
Followed by our American Idol block. And then now we're finishing off with some George Michael with Kenny G interludes. Abrar, I want to thank you for coming by the studio today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hopefully, regular listeners, you will be hearing him more often. Maybe we'll come up with some more themes. In any case, we'll let it ride out. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Good luck loving and breaking up with your significant others. Signing off.